Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. A widower from Maine, Lou Martin, came to the Rogue River Canyon in the late 1920s and lived alone until he died more than 50 years later. Martin's wife and baby had died in the flu epidemic in Maine. He moved into an abandoned cabin on Howard Creek and just kept busy, laboring 12 to 15 hours a day. Martin said he rose early, ate a simple breakfast, and made sure not to leave dirty dishes on the counter because it attracted ants. Martin prospected, fished, hunted, and cut firewood, supplementing his diet with cases of canned goods delivered by a mule packer. At dusk, he came home, cooked and cleaned, relaxed a bit, and went to bed. Martin read a lot, often by kerosene lamp. He had a battery radio, a subscription to the National Geographic, and took politics seriously. If a visitor stopped by, Martin would offer a cup of coffee. Guests stayed about an hour, no longer, so as not to wear out their welcome, as was the custom in the hills. Martin said he never felt lonely in his remote cabin on the creek. Today's episode of As It was written by Laurel Gerkman, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.